T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the program this morning, live with us, as he does on virtually every Tuesday, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, who joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm busier than I thought it would be, to be completely honest with you, this time of year, but that's all right, I guess.
So, anything new going on in your life? Anything, happened that might have, anything going on that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, as I just said, I got more going on than I thought I'd have going on, but we're going to get through it and hopefully come out better on the other side.
So about that with Coach Bud, the departure, there was nothing that you couldn't get any compensation for him, or you just decided to part mutual ways?
Well, so, the tough part about the whole situation was, when he decided that he would like to talk to Phoenix, and we decided we're going to let him talk to Phoenix. And then, he went through the process with them and didn't like it, which, it's obviously his right. And then, wanted to talk to New York, you wanted to talk to him. From our standpoint, it became tough. That's a tough situation to put a team in where, your head coach is obviously talking to other teams, and, we gave him that right.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the decision after a lot of long conversations that it was probably in best interest in both of us to start fresh. And that's what we did. So, could we have waited around? Sure, we could have, but there's candidates out there that, if we're going to go down this road, we wanted to talk to, and it became clear that some of those guys might be gone, but we wanted the opportunity to get out there and start our search. So we made the decision that it was, in the best interest of the Hawks to get out there and start talking to people as opposed to wait around and see if we could get some sort of compensation back.
So have you given yourself like a time frame? I know, the lottery picks and stuff are coming up in a few weeks. Have you given yourself like a time frame of when you want to try to get this done, nip this in the bud?
No. I mean, listen, we haven't put like we're going to have a coach by this date. I mean, I think that would be very short-sighted and not the best move for us. But, as this has been reported, we're at it, man. We've met with, four guys already. We're meeting with somebody else this afternoon. Probably going to meet with a couple more guys tomorrow. So we're going through our list. We're getting out there. We're talking to folks. And, we want to find the right fit. This is obviously a big decision. I don't see any reason that we need to, sit around for the next couple of weeks and not be out there talking to people.
Travis Schlenk is general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Since you brought it up and you have, talk about the big decision, right fit, what are the qualities that you, Travis, value most in a head coach?
The first thing when we sit down with these folks that I do is I lay our five-year plan down in front of us. This is our plan. Now, all great plans, it has to be adaptable. So if, a situation comes along, and what I mean by that is a situation comes along and we can make a trade for a great player, we feel like we're in position to do that with our financial flexibility, with all the assets we have moving forward. We have a plan, and you guys know what it is. I've said it 100 times. We're going to build through the draft. And a big part of our plan is player development. The players that we have now, making those players better. So that's the first thing. We're looking for someone that understands that, is going to come in and is going to work to make our players better every single day. That's really the first quality we're looking for is, someone that's going to come in and have that environment of player development. Along with that is we want to have a positive culture. We want to have someone, we went through this last year. It's tough to show up and play hard every single day when, the results maybe not are what we want them to be as you know, the win-loss column. So creating an environment that's a positive environment, keeping that winning culture around when you're trying to go through this process. So those are two of the biggest things we're looking for right now.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. Just I want to just get a little bit of clarity to follow up on Hugh's question about timetable. 2 weeks from tonight is the draft lottery. It's more important, you're saying, if I heard you right, to get this right than to make sure that it's done within the next 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah, no question. We're not putting a timetable on it.
Right.
We're going to, you know, anytime you're in a management position, and I hate to tell you guys this, but your producers have a list of guys. If something happens to you, they're ready to replace you with. So in my position, there's no difference.
Yeah.
I'm irreplaceable. I'm irreplaceable.
You got the guys on the other side of the glass clapping, Travis. Thanks.
But no, I mean, anytime you're in a position, you know, where you're in charge of folks, I mean, you have your contingency list, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know all the folks out there in the NBA. You know, there's been people that I've worked with. There's been people that I see work. You know, every time I go to games, you know, watching how coaches interact with players. So we're going through that process of talking to those folks. And we want to find the right person to come in here. Now, is that happening in a week? Does that happen in 3 weeks? You know, I don't know, but we want to make sure that we get the right person for where we are right now.
Well, next week when you talk to the new morning show team here, you'll have to update them on. Yeah, you laugh now. Travis Schlenk joining us this morning. A little bit on the playoffs, if you can. You know, Brad Stevens, you know, has done such a phenomenal job. No Kyrie. Gordon Hayward goes out 5 minutes into the first game, loses Kyrie. All he does is win. Rozier, Al Horford. I got to, you know, you got to say you're catching the hottest team really in the playoffs in a lot of ways. In the Philadelphia 76ers, you beat them by 16. Man, this says something about Brad Stevens and that franchise.
Yeah, so listen, Coach Stevens has done a great job really since he came into the league. You know, one of the first things he did, you know, coming from college to the NBA, was he surrounded himself with quality NBA assistant coaches. You know, he brought Ron Adams in, who now is in Golden State, who I know and worked with, and he's one of the best minds defensively out there. But he came in, he doesn't have an ego, he's willing to learn. And then, obviously, their front office has done a great job, you know, with one of the better trades in recent NBA history with the Brooklyn trade to accumulate assets and to give themselves financial flexibility. But the one thing I think that, you know, is important to remember here is Philadelphia won their series quickly, and then they had a week off. And it's tough, especially for a young team, to sit around and not play games for a week. Obviously, Philadelphia was playing extremely well in their first-round series with Miami. And then they take a week off, and all the young team sees on TV is how great they are. And it's hard to, from a coaching staff, to keep that young team focused. I mean, you probably dealt with this more in the NFL, where, you know, a team wins a game on Sunday, and then all week long they hear how great they are. And the next Sunday, it's tough, especially with young guys, to keep them focused. Where Boston, on the other hand, was in a grueling seven-game series with the Bucks, they're sharp. You know, they've been playing. So I'm not saying that we're going to see a change in the series, but I think that that might have something to do with why the game played out the way it did last night.
Travis Schlenk on the morning show talking a little bit about the playoffs in the NBA. Well, Steph Curry about to come back. Is this going to be a showdown here with Steph Curry and the beard? And are we aiming that way in the West?
I mean, we've talked about that all year long. It certainly feels like it. You know, I was speaking with some of the guys out in Golden State over the weekend. You know, they're like, dang it, we won by 20. Like, they're disappointed because, again, it's the same thing. You win by 20, and all of a sudden they're concerned that the players are going to be like, oh, we got this. There'll be a letdown in game two. You know, they're like, it would have been way better if we would have just won by 5. So our guys will stay focused and more into it. You know, and New Orleans is going to bounce back. They're a prideful group as well. So it's an interesting time, you know, trying to keep motivation up for guys in this time of the year.
Well, Travis, it's going to be a fun time here as we get down to the Eastern and Western Conference finals here over the next 10, 12 days. And it'll be really interesting to see which way and which direction you go. I know you've got a lot on your plate, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
you
got to get a young coach. Probably a young coach would go with the young guys. That's just my suggestion.
Well, I appreciate it, but that kind of is where my head's at. Let's go get a young coach that can grow with our young team, that can connect with our young team, and hopefully in 2 or 3 years we're having this conversation in May and we're talking about the Atlanta Hawks and how we're doing in the playoffs.
Well, but since you brought it up, I just have to follow up on that about Brad Stevens. Does NBA experience matter to you?
I do think having some NBA experience is important. I've worked with some guys who came in from college, and the whole routine, the whole schedule is different in the NBA than it is in college. Here we're playing 4, sometimes 5 games a week, mm-hmm. where college is really regimented to 1, maybe 2 games a week. And that doesn't mean that the coach has to have coached in the NBA, but I think it's important whether they played in the NBA, whether they worked in the NBA. I do think there's a lot to be said for being involved with the NBA team.
Appreciate it, Travis. We look forward to whatever news kind of breaks here, and we're counting out of the lottery, too. Thanks much.
I'll try to make the news break on Monday night so you guys get first crack Tuesday morning.
That's what we want to see.
That way we get to keep our jobs for another week.
No, I don't know about that. He's already fired us, so man of mercy. I appreciate it, Travis. Thanks.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Travis Schleicher.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.